can help you out. Tell you who to start at QB, make you the king of fantasy. Check out the matchups. Now use all the experts and our tools at the FanDuel Manual. The Manual.
Welcome back to week 6 of the FanDuel Manual. We have two firsts this season. With me as always, of course, is Doug Hayes, but not with me this week is Chris Cowan. Go ahead and say what's up, Doug.
What up?
Another first this season is that your host, Brendan Barnett, won his first game against the experts, which I think might be one of the reasons that Chris isn't here tonight.
He's at rock bottom.
He's just in a bad place right now. He's probably got his head under his bed and he's listening to James Blunt or something like that.
Yeah, something about Goodbye My Lover. One of those.
He's just in a sad place.
So what we did was text his wife and ask what's going on, and I guess he fell asleep. And this is the only night we can do a podcast because we're going to a wedding this weekend. So it's just me and B. Get your info while it's hot.
Hold on. I got to read the text here. I had to write his wife. And she wrote back, "Hi, B. He is sleeping. Did he miss the podcast?" He sure did. And it was his idea to record tonight. Ah, oops. Sorry. I hope you and the missus are doing well. Miss you guys. I wrote back and I said I miss her too and that we can't wait to see them, but I really also wanted to write...
Wake his stupid ass up.
Wake that fucking bitch ass up.
What is his problem?
I don't know. Yeah, man, I'm super excited. We got that... we've got that wedding this week, but I think there's something really important that we have to talk about that we need to let our two listeners know about.
For sure.
So, one of them.
There, I'll tell it. So, we get the invitations in the mail, and I think we can all agree that weddings are meant for Saturdays. But sometimes, yeah, you need to save some money, and maybe another day will work better. But when you schedule a wedding for Sundays during football season, you have to understand that there might be some repercussions. So that is what we're dealing with this weekend. We have a wedding that's at 5 p.m. Eastern time. Thank God the Broncos play. They're one of only a few early games, so yeah, we're able to make it, or else I don't know what we would have done during that wedding.
I thankfully my brother gave me hopefully there's not a lot of people who work for DirecTV listening to this, but he gave me his account, so I can watch it on the iPad wherever. I just don't want to be like, when we are like are sitting in the audience and we have to stand up and like like you and I are just sitting there watching the iPad looking at the game together. I just think there's a couple things. I've heard of people getting married on New Year's Eve or like holidays and shit like that. It's like you have to understand, I know it's very important to you, but other people have a lot of other shit going on. Like, yeah. Football Sunday and the Broncos.
Listen, like, this is not as crazy as Christmas or New Year's, but, in fact, I had my wedding on a Sunday because it was cheaper, but it was not during NFL season. It was during preseason, so no one really cared. The worst part of this, Brendan, is I have a very nice camera, and I sometimes do, like, amateur video and stuff like that, and she is...
Whoa, you do what?
I do, like, amateur... video.
Ooh. Sure to link that website to the FanDuel Manual.
And I do some of my finest work on Sundays. No, I do like weddings and stuff like that. So Shay, as all my friends do now that they know I have a nice camera, asked me to kind of be the videographer for the wedding. And it's fine. I'm happy to help out, but it's a lot of responsibility to be the videographer at a wedding, so...
Yeah, it's going to be really tough to be the videographer and also be watching the Bronco game on an iPad at the same time.
Red Zone slash It's going to be the weirdest focuses ever on their face and everything. Like, ooh, yay, ha-ha, and then nothing. but we'll make the most of it.
No, it's going to be awesome, man. But living in Florida, I don't have any cold weather shit, so I'm probably just going to be wearing my suit everywhere we go.
I'm going to wear my full snowboarding gear.
Ugh.
To the wedding.
Yeah, that's great. I'm going to be total creeper videographer.
But I'm still, you know, weddings, they're so fun. You get to see people that you don't get to see that often, get wasted, have fun. Can't be that bad.
No, it's going to be good. It's going to be great. You know what else is great, Doug?
What's up?
My fantasy football FanDuel weekend last week.
Man, you did good.
I crushed everything that I was a part of. Just killed it. I won the one where it was the FanDuel beat the experts. I do want to give a little shout out to Joker 66. He made a funny little attempt at trying to beat me with 113 points. I had 121. That's nothing crazy. I don't know why I'm talking shit right now.
God. How many did I have in that?
Let me take a look. Let me look for this. You were 10th overall, man.
Well, let me tell you a little secret. I did have Percy Harvin, and if anybody is following fantasy football at all,
ooh,
I should have dominated all my leagues. Luckily, Russell Wilson did great, and I won my $500 league. I ended up getting 6th out of 20, so it wasn't even that close. But that Percy Harvin thing in my other leagues where it was tournament style, oh, each one, three of them called back when I was excited, like Broncos excited. I was like, yeah, and called back, yeah, called back. And then that last one that was last like a bomb. I'm like, thank God, finally. And then I got called back. I was like, no way. Immediately text Brendan. What the fuck?
Well, you had him against – so I beat you and Chris this week in our head-to-head with our teams, which, again, I got to tell everybody, like, we choose these – we're recording this on Wednesday night. We choose these teams on Wednesday, and we have to stick with these teams for our own personal records. But the team that we actually play Sunday is way different than this team.
I don't know if it's way different, but we definitely use each other's information, like – I think Chris played Russell Wilson, even though he didn't choose it, and we both chose it during the podcast. I think I chose Jennings because I was so excited about that, and of course he got hurt. Such a devastating thing when players get hurt early in these games. But I think it's important to take everybody to take all the information that we give, look at it, and then, you know, things will happen between when we record this. It's Wednesday night right now, and when the game is on Sunday, and just kind of, you know, make an educated decision based on that, not based on the information we have on a Wednesday. But I think we did have some great picks.
Yeah, I mean, there's obviously going to still be good values from our picks, and there's going to be good, but there's all, yeah, you got to make sure that, like,
that is the thing, though, that the prices don't change. It's way different. Like, if someone gets hurt tomorrow, like A.J. Green, his price doesn't go down. So, you know, we do have a good idea on Wednesday what people to choose. It's just like sometimes injuries happen, or they start someone, and now you have a little more info than you did.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Like, there's – yeah, for sure. Like for instance, one of the – we'll get into it when I get to receivers, but you absolutely have to pay attention to where people's status are, if they're injured, if they're – active. Like, last week I ended up on one of my teams, I picked up Arian Foster because it was just like he was healthy, he was gonna play. He fucking kicked ass last week. It was awesome.
He did do good. Is that guy back?
He's back, man. I tried to get him this week.
I feel like if I was playing the Texans, I would just stack the line. Fitzpatrick ain't doing nothing.
No, he's handing it off, and that's how they that's what they do.
All right.
Hey, let's. So we're gonna exclude tomorrow's the Thursday night Indianapolis and Houston game. But it is worth mentioning that Houston's D looks good, and man, Andrew Luck, that guy is for real. That guy is awesome. Also on buys this week are Kansas City and New Orleans. So we're talking about the Sunday games and the Monday night game. As far as the spreadsheet. We actually, you know what? Before we even get into that, I do want to say that the spreadsheet is updated every week. It's live right now on FanDuelManual.com. It's live on the Facebook page. And I also want to apologize to some of our listeners who've emailed in.
We hadn't checked the email.
I'm not going to lie. I was slacking on the emails.
All right.
But I have an email from, from Andy. Andy, I'm just going to read it here. Andy says, the subject is strategy. I'm new to FanDuel. Love the podcast. Just curious on your thoughts about setting up multiple lineups versus one lineup played multiple times. So he goes on to talk about the types of games he plays. But, I mean, I really think that's a great question. Andy, thanks for writing that in. I've done it a couple different ways, Doug. I'm kind of curious to see what you think about this. Mm-hmm. I've done one where I'm just like, I'm in love with this team. I'm just going to ride with it. And I've done, like last week, I seriously had, I had five different teams and not one of them were the same. They had a lot of similar players, but they were off by just little tiny tweaks where it was like, you know what, I'll trade out the tight end on this team for this better one and I'll downgrade like one of my wide receivers for maybe a more value steal or something like that.
That's exactly what I do. My teams are all, I play a lot of games, to be honest with you. I probably play 10 a week. I do one big one, which is the 50-50, $270 league. But the rest of them, I try and just get in those $10, $5, $25 leagues to maybe, you know, if you pick a great team, you can win a lot of money. So, you know, I do the 50-50. I've won every single week the 50-50. I didn't win last week. I lost by half a point with Drew Brees.
I'm going to edit that shit out.
No. I did lose last week, half a point, and I had Drew Brees, Jimmy Graham, and Marquise Colston, and they just kept fumbling. It was just a nightmare. But every other week, I've won the 50-50 270, which covers all my other bets. And then the first week, I won $1,200 on one of those smaller bets. So
that's that was awesome.
So I think if you 50-50 is obviously the easiest way to win. Pick a team that you feel very confident in. Pick a team that doesn't have too many stretch players where you're kind of trying to be too sneaky. And then on those teams where it's like $5, $10, $25, where you're trying to maybe win some big money, I would stick with pretty much your team. But if there's a few people that you feel like, I don't know, or you maybe want to take a stretch on some people, I change it up a little bit. Mostly, I probably have five or six that are the same on all my teams.
Yeah, my strategy is the exact same. Like, they're the weeks. Like, if you basically have to, I don't know. For me, enter the team that you love and enter that team in the one that has the highest stakes. Mm-hmm. You know, trust in. We're playing. It's fantasy football. I know there's money behind it also, but you want to be able to like. You got to be able to trust in your picks, but that's kind of the benefit of this. I do this also when I have multiple fantasy football, like actual fantasy football leagues that are season long. There's certain guys that you're targeting for a season. I have the same approach when I go week by week. It's like last week I wanted to target Brian Quick. Last week I felt really good about Ahmad Bradshaw. I had him in a lot. He didn't do awesome, but you know, you pick those guys that you're like, you know what, I know that for the value of this guy this week, I'm probably going to just stick with him. And so the core of your team stays the same, but yeah, on the guys that you're just not 100% on, make some adjustments. Or like if you have a guy like Peyton Manning on one of your teams because you know he's going to have a great game, and then you're like, you know what, maybe I can go with, like I feel like Glennon might have a good game, or like this week. Looking at the value, if you go with a guy like Peyton Manning who's at the top and then you're like, you know what, I'm going to take a gamble on one of my teams with Teddy Bridgewater, that's going to give you so much extra money to upgrade any one of those guys. You're like, maybe this, you know, maybe I got Brandon Oliver this week, but maybe I'll go with Arian Foster instead because I was able to downgrade to Teddy Bridgewater. Yeah, make those little tweaks. It's crazy. That's the cool thing about this is one little tweak changes your whole team.
Yep.
All right, let's get into it here, Doug. Okay. I'm going to go. The spreadsheet is live, dog. Ish is live. Thank you for putting it up, Doug. This week, top projected quarterbacks are Peyton Manning, Phillip Rivers, and then Andrew Luck. If we're talking about value, biggest bang for the buck, Teddy Bridgewater, Ryan Fitzpatrick, and Tony Romo. I don't know if I like any of those guys. I did the weighted average. Based on your weighted average, with what we're talking about, defensive ranks and over-under, Colin Kaepernick, Roethlisberger, and then Brian Hoyer moved to the top, which is actually pretty interesting. I've never kind of seen that kind of movement with that. This week, I went with Colin Kaepernick. In three of his games this year, this season, he's got 50 plus rushing yards. I feel like for as much as he costs, like right now he's 7,800. He's a good value. I think if Vernon Davis comes back, it increases his value significantly. He's a threat to run. He's playing against St. Louis, so I feel like he's the quarterback that I decided to go with this week.
Who do they play? Oh, St. Louis?
St. Louis.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I thought there was a lot of good values at quarterback this week. A lot of the other positions there wasn't that incredible value, but at quarterback, if you look at it, maybe I'll get this spreadsheet up real quick, but I think there's like 10 quarterbacks that are under $400 per point. So you can kind of take a look at that. The one thing I always say with the quarterbacks is, unless you have a really good feeling about one of these little underdog quarterbacks, in the past, I've never really gotten lucky with that. I mean, I know last year, Brennan can totally relate because he kept trying to stick with Terrell Pryor and some other people.
Are we going to bring that up forever?
Yeah, but it's like, do you really want to go into Sunday with Fitzpatrick or Hoyer? People that you're going to feel so silly if they don't do good. You're going to be like, oh, of course, because it's Hoyer and Fitzpatrick. So
I feel like that's the one you do if you have like, if you're in one of those leagues where it's like a dollar and you have to do it. You have to get a guy like that because you're like, all your money's on the all-stars at either somewhere else. Like, you just need to save money somewhere.
So the two people, I was talking to two people last week that I work with, and they chose Fitzpatrick and Andy Dalton. And it's just, I don't know. I would, with the quarterback, stick with someone that you're going to feel comfortable going in on it. And I chose Eli Manning at 7,200. Well, I can explain.
Don't give a nice speech like that and then go with Eli Manning.
Eli Manning has done great.
I looked at Eli Manning too, but
he is not on Brian Hoyer, Fitzpatrick level. He has two Super Bowl rings, first of all.
Let's do that. Well, if in that case, you should
I'm going to put a column in there for Super Bowl rings too.
You should put Super Bowl rings in for real.
So 7,200 is 900 less than Nick Foles. They're in one of only two games that are over 50. Is the New York Giants-Philadelphia game. I think for $7,200, it's going to be one of those high-scoring games. He's been playing lights out, to be honest with you, the last couple weeks, and I don't see that changing against Philadelphia in a high-scoring game.
No, I agree with you. I'm just giving you shit because it's fucking Eli Manning.
Well, he is Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, but he goes on runs where he's really bad, then he goes on runs where he's really good. And I think he's in one of those runs where he's playing very well. And he just got that rookie receiver back. I think he's going to do good.
Oh, I looked at Manning and I looked at that receiver. But
Odell?
Yeah, that guy did great last week.
Mm-hmm.
I picked him up on a couple of my fantasy teams. All right. So let's see. Is there anyone else that's worth talking about? I looked at Phillip Rivers this week.
Yeah.
I feel like...
How much is Rivers?
Rivers is at the top. He's 9,100, but he's the second highest projected point scorer. I'm sorry, I said Andrew Luck on there because the Thursdays are in there, but Aaron Rodgers is after that. Another one that I looked at was Matt Ryan because it's the over-unders. It's Chicago playing at Atlanta, and I, you know, it's Julio Jones, it's Roddy White, like it's that Atlanta defense who's been on fire lately. So I feel like Matt Ryan is a good pick this week. Russell Wilson did awesome last week. I think he could be good this week again too.
Yeah, I looked at Cutler too. I thought Cutler might be a good matchup this week, but I mean, I thought there was a lot of good value in a lot of quarterbacks, so I don't think you're going to make your break on your quarterback this week.
So let me ask you pretty important question. If there was such a thing as a fantasy, like if you could get, I guess not fantasy, but if you could gamble on this, and there was a pouting tournament, and you had Philip Rivers or Jay Cutler.
Oh, actually, I remember those pouting games of the old days.
Let's say that you were the person who had to set the cost, right? So it's a pouting tournament. How much does Jay Cutler cost, and how much does Philip Rivers cost? I think it's
58,000 and 56,000. You'd have no more money.
You wouldn't need any more.
You wouldn't need. They would dominate the pouting contest.
You'd have to like find some steals, like a kicker, like a new rookie kicker who's just super arrogant.
I used to love watching Jay Cutler when he was a Bronco. But when they would play the Chargers, and they would do that pouting thing, it was embarrassing. I hated it so much. And finally, he just left Denver in a pretty much a pouting fit. So then I've hated him ever since. But those were the only games that I was like, oh, I'm so sad that we have Jay Cutler right now.
Oh, God. Yeah, it's funny. My dad, I talked to my dad about that. He goes, he really does have poor body language. yeah, he does, Dad. Poor body language. That's his problem.
Poor everything.
All right, so for wide receivers, the top projected point scorers are Julio Jones, Antonio Brown, and Brandon Marshall. For the best value without the weighted averages, you're going to have to go to the site to get that. Keenan Allen, Wes Welker, and Sammy Watkins. Who do you got, Doug?
So,
you know what? I just skipped over running backs, didn't I?
It's fine. We can go back to them. So I did Keenan Allen, I think, for 6,700. He's coming on. He's doing better. He hasn't had that breakout game like he had last year. He had a few breakout games, including one at Denver. But he is only 6,700, which blows my mind, especially at Oakland. I think he's due for a humongous game at 6,700.
Yeah, I actually I took him also.
Yeah.
There is a question about, you know, we have to keep an eye on he's limited because of his quad. I don't see that being anything that's going to stop him from playing, but the fact that he's 6,700, the fact that I think this season, I'm very excited for the Broncos to play San Diego because I think we have one of the top offenses, and I think San Diego's probably a top three or four offense right now also. So Keenan Allen is a huge part of that. And he's only 6,700. That's unreal to me.
Give me a break. We'll kill those fools. Keenan Allen, though, is an amazing deal. He is a top – when he is playing well, he's a top 10 receiver, no problem. And I think this is going to be a steal. I mean, can you ask for a better matchup?
Is that a cheaper sleeper?
It's a cheaper sleeper, bro. And can you ask for a better matchup than Oakland? Give me a break. I mean, I think they're just going to slash him, and hopefully Eddie Royal doesn't steal some of those. But Keenan Allen, that's a safe bet at 6,700. And one thing
Eddie
I did this
might
week
might be a good bet this week too.
How much is Eddie Royal though? It can't be much less. Here, I'm gonna look it up real quick.
I bet you it's way more, way less. I mean,
6,000.
I mean, that is a lot less. That actually,
that much less.
Hold on, we got to restart. I'm changing my team.
No way. I would never choose Eddie Royal over Keenan Allen. Makes no sense. The next receiver I have is Percy Harvin again. I think at home, they are going to be motivated against quote unquote America's team. I think he feels slighted by that Monday night game, and the team is going to try and hook him up. I think everyone feels bad about the way that went down with the three touchdowns being called back. So I think he is going to have a big game, 7,600. And then the last receiver, while I was watching the games last week, I was thinking, I don't care what happens. There's two players I'm for sure choosing next week.
I know it is.
It's Jeremy Maclin.
Oh, I was going to say Antonio Brown.
No, Jeremy Maclin. Well, Antonio Brown, Roethlisberger, I don't even know how they don't put four people on Antonio Brown. Roethlisberger tries to throw it at Antonio Brown every single play. It's insane, but...
Well, it's only in the red zone, so that's not a big deal.
But Jeremy Maclin, every week, is pretty automatic. I think he's Foles' favorite player. He's had a touchdown in, like, I don't know what it is. I think it's like six straight games. He is almost automatic, and he has big play potential as well, which I do look in receivers like, who can break one of these and just set your team off? Like,
nah, he's super fast.
Yeah, like Demaryius Thomas last week, if that one wouldn't have got called back, he probably would have had 50 points. So, like, you got to try and look for players that can break one, because you have one 70-yard touchdown or 80-yard touchdown, that's already over 20 points right there.
All right, so I went with Keenan Allen also. Nice. I also went with I think it sounds like a bad James Bond character, but I went with Golden Tate.
I think you're pronouncing the last name wrong.
No, that's right.
I like that Golden Tate one.
Calvin Johnson might be out again. Not
he's out. That's a big. You should do it.
So yeah, that's the thing. Like he's 6,400 in the last two games. Like Calvin Johnson's been. He's been in, but it's like almost like a decoy thing. And Tate has over 100 yards and only one touchdown for those games. I just feel like at 6,400, he's such a great value. But, of course, you still have to – you're going to need to monitor Calvin Johnson's health. So the next wide receiver that I chose was Wes Welker. But
I almost chose Wes Welker.
I had so much extra money that I had to upgrade. It was one of those things where, honestly, this week, when it comes to the Broncos receivers, I know we talk about this a lot. There's so many targets. Your best bet is probably to go with Peyton Manning. With Monty Ball out, you know, they're going to go to the air. I had so much left over. I went with Jordy Nelson, and I don't feel bad about that. I feel like Jordy Nelson is a clear upgrade over Wes Welker. Is that right?
I think Wes Welker is a great bargain. If you don't have a lot of money and you need a receiver, I think it's. I had him on my lineup as well, and I did have a little extra money, so I took him out. But that's a great, great bargain. I think people forget how good he is and how good he can be.
I have 200 left over. I could change out Golden Tate for Welker, but I also had. Then I went up to Emmanuel Sanders. I also think is another one who's just like he is just automatic. Like that dude just gets so many targets every game. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Jordy Nelson is the main guy. He's playing it against Miami. Like have to do it.
Oh, that's gonna be big. That's a good one. I like that.
All right, so let's hit up running backs here.
Go.
Running backs. We're looking at top projected point scorers: Matt Forte, Marshawn Lynch, and then Le'Veon Bell. Which also, if you do the points per dollar, exact same. If you change it up and you do the weighted average, Frank Gore edges out Marshawn Lynch just because Seattle's defense is rated one of the poor defenses in the league. They're 27th overall. And he also is 7,200. This week, I went with Brandon Oliver.
That's for sure another one of those like Calvin Johnson, though. If Donald Brown can play, it's going to be a big difference in that game.
You're right. It's one of those exactly like Golden Tate. Yes, mm-hmm. It's the exact same situation. It's one of those ones that I took a gamble on right now because he had such an amazing game. It was like 187 yards and two touchdowns.
Yeah, he looked good too.
He looked so good. Like Yeah, he was running very well. It was the first time that I saw somebody in San Diego actually run well since LaDainian Tomlinson, which actually I hate the fact that I just said that because now I feel like I jinxed the whole season.
So I agree. I looked at all of our big time, and I think if, say, Saturday, they say Donald Brown's not going to play, Woodhead's out for sure.
It was because of the foul, man.
Yeah, that's a great steal. But if they say Donald Brown's going to play, Woodhead might play, it's a little different story.
It's 6,200. I also looked at, well, I'll let you say yours first, but my next one is, I mean, there's no reason that not to choose this guy. I went with Le'Veon Bell. All right, I want to give you some stats that I looked up for Le'Veon Bell. He has the second most rushing and receiving yards. He has the third most targets and receptions. And somehow, he is outside of the top 25 in touchdowns. And I think that's because...
No, I think I know. It's because Roethlisberger hates everyone except Antonio Brown.
It's because Big Ben only has eyes for Brown in the end zone.
Brown in the... Ooh, only has eyes for Brown? That's sick.
In the end zone.
In the bathroom, you mean?
He only has eyes for Brown in the end zone and also...
in the restroom. In the restroom with security.
So another thing also, Cleveland is the third worst against the run this season. I feel like, give me a break. Like, fucking Le'Veon Bell is... He's one of those guys you can just count on every single week. The fact that he is outside of the top 25 with touchdowns, and the fact that this week he's matched up against Cleveland, who's the third worst against the run, it's just like that. That for me is that's my lock this week.
Yeah, I've chose Le'Veon Bell 4 weeks in a row, and I'm so mad when they get to that like first and three or first and four. And Roethlisberger tries to throw to Antonio Brown four times in a row.
Like, oh, you mean like first and goal?
Yeah, it's insane. Like, they need to utilize him way better. I didn't choose him this week, and I will be so frustrated if he goes off. I think he might just because of the way it works, but I think Le'Veon Bell is a great pick. I went with Matt Forte. That's my lock. Ooh. I'm starting that guy.
That's nasty.
Until things go wrong. Like, I went on a 7-game win streak last year where I had Forte every single week. He catches so many passes out of the backfield. He is, he's as automatic as he can get. And he's playing Atlanta, who is very porous. And it's expensive. It's $9,000, which is probably one of the top 10 highest prices, but...
Look, he's a top value. He's a top average projected. Like,
yes,
they ran the shit out of him last week. And Atlanta is so it's a 50-50 over under game. Atlanta has a 30th ranked defense.
Yeah, so
I look at him a lot too.
He's the highest points per dollar before even doing the weighted adjustments. He's already the highest bargain, and then he's playing the 30th ranked defense. He's playing in a game that's gonna be over 50. So he is. Easily the highest when you do the weighted value. So,
when you do the weighted, it's like it's
close.
Stupid. It's stupid. Yeah. There's nobody even under 415.
And he's 350. He's,
yeah, that's nuts.
Yeah, so I'm going with him.
I like that.
And then the second one I want to do, I looked at Oliver. I think that's a good choice. I looked at Ellington. I thought he was a really good value, but I'm nervous about the quarterback situation.
Yeah, but honestly, the way they were using Ellington, I was surprised last game.
Yeah.
I didn't realize he was such a good receiver.
Yeah.
And they lined him up. Like, they were saying that he runs better routes than some of the wide receivers. He's just their running back. He just happens to be the best running back they have on the team also.
I'm worried,
is that a good thing for their receivers? If he's like, well, we have to use a running back. I know he's way better than all of our receivers.
But that rookie that came in against the Broncos only completed one pass. So if he's starting, they're just going to load the line. They're going to make that guy throw it, which could really reduce Ellington's value. But if Stanton or if Palmer come back, I think Ellington's a really good value. The running back that I chose is Andre Williams. of the Giants. I think that's a for 6,300. You saw it last week. He played really good. He has nobody that's coming back. One of my picks, Rashard Jennings, who I was counting on big time, hurt his leg. So hurt his knee. So he's for sure out. And they're playing in that over 50 game.
Yeah.
Eagles D is not that great. And I just, for 6,300, I think that's a no-brainer.
I do have to call this out because Larry last week chose Rashard Jennings and texted Chris on the side for some reason. And Larry also called me today before the podcast. I think he knows when we record and he just wants to like, get his name on the podcast. He said, he's like, Brandon Oliver, you have to pick him this week. So I do want to give a solid warning to our listener that Brandon Oliver is Larry's pick also this week.
Kiss of death.
Basically, what I'm really trying to do, Doug, is move the one the pick that I make as being the kiss of death to Larry's pick, the kiss of death.
Listen, if Brandon, if Brown or
Brandon, no, you're talking
Edgewood. What's that guy's name?
Danny Woodhead.
Yeah, Woodhead.
Edgewood.
if either one of those guys are cleared to play, I don't think Oliver is as great of a pick. However, listen, if
you
they're
can
not,
lose your job if you get that guy went fucking crazy last week.
Yeah, but it's the Jets who we get to play this week.
No, they're playing Oakland.
No, we get to play the Jets.
Wait, who are you talking about?
I'm talking about the Chargers got to play the Jets. The Jets look terrible.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they are playing Oakland, but I don't know. I just, if he's sharing the responsibilities, I don't think it's a great pick because he will immediately go back to the second running back if Donald Brown's playing. But if there's no other running backs, Oliver is a steal. All
right. That reminds me of another thing. I don't want to be too Bronco heavy on this podcast, but with Monty Ball out, Ronnie Hillman's going to get the start. He looked actually very good, but then the touchdowns went to his backup. Who do you feel like – do you feel like it's worth the gamble to go with Hillman this week or one of the Broncos running backs? Because they're cheap.
No, I think with
– well, think, Brandon I think, Oliver looked badass
no,
last
I
week.
Think with Andre Williams and Brandon and Oliver out there, you don't need to take a risk on Hillman because those two are much better options.
Yeah, but Brandon Oliver looked so good against the team that Hillman and it's not Thomas, it's Thompson
are going. When Hillman gets 40 yards rushing and maybe a touchdown once in his life without fumbling, I will choose him.
Okay, very good point. Let's move on to tight ends.
All right.
So, the highest projected point scorers are Julius Thomas, Gronk, and then Antonio Gates, who had a monster game last week. And then the best values are Antonio Gates, Gronk, and then Martellus Bennett shoots into the top. If you look at the weighted average, Heath Miller comes in there. Do you want to start off?
Yeah, I mean, tight ends, it's very interesting with me with tight ends. Like that didn't come out right, but I just don't think there's that many great tight ends in the league right now. I think there's Julius Thomas. I think there's Gronkowski. I think there is Graham, who's hurt.
I think Julius Thomas is the only one who's really been consistent. Like, Graham?
Yeah. I'd feel super confident with choosing a tight end. And I think Martellus Bennett at 5,900. I don't even know how he's that low. I mean, he's been pretty consistent. He had one down week last week, but before that, he's been getting tons of targets, tons of points. So I chose Martellus Bennett at 5,900.
This week, I went with Delanie Walker.
Yeah.
He's top five in targets and receptions among tight ends. He is second only to Jimmy Graham for yards for tight ends, and he's going up against the second worst defense against tight ends. So far this season in Jacksonville, like I get it. Like,
what about the Whitehurst thing and all that?
I was going to say, I understand with the QB and his shoulder, there's a little bit of concern, but fuck it. Delaney Walker is my boy this week.
I've gone with Delaney Walker the last 3 weeks, and he's done all right. 1 week he did really go off. The thing with Delaney Walker, he's a big dude. Like, he did have one crazy long play one of those weeks, but I don't think he's going to get huge gains. I think he will get touchdowns, though, which is very important. He's much bigger than a lot of the tight ends out there. So, like a Julius Thomas or Graham that are a little bit quicker.
I just pulled his picture up on I just like looked at his profile.
What is he? How is he? Is he tall? How tall is he?
It's just his face, and he's got this crazy neck tattoo. I actually have to close it because I'm getting a little nervous looking at it.
Based on his picture, how fast do you think he is?
I don't think he's very fast. I think he looks at the guy and he goes, "I fucking dare you to tackle me. I dare you."
He's good though. He's a top.
I feel like he's one of those guys that like creates an enormous mismatch. Yeah, like he's humongous. Yeah, he creates an enormous mismatch, and and he's also one of those guys like kind of like when you watch a guy like Gronk or Julius Thomas or mm-hmm. Graham, who's very hard to bring down, and where he catches it, it's like. Yeah, you got like a safety who, you know, those guys are tough too, but they're just littler dudes. Like you're talking about like Muggsy Bogues trying to bring down Shaq. It's not you gotta suit the leg.
I think you know what's frustrating is I had Kendall Wright on my team like every week before.
Kendall wrong, bro.
Yeah, everyone said Kendall wrong.
Until last week.
And last week, of course, I didn't choose him, and he was even at the top of our spreadsheet, and I was like, yeah, right, Kendall Wright, give me a break. And then he went off. But I guess that shit happens. I should trust the spreadsheet a little bit more.
All right, well, let's just get through kickers. I don't have much to say about kickers. I went with Gould this week. He's 46. He's like the 100 more than the cheapest. It's Chicago at Atlanta, so it's Robbie Gould, who's pretty consistent in a dome, probably more consistent. It's one of those over 50, like 50-50 over under games.
I don't have very much either. I didn't have a lot of money left when I got to kicker and D. I didn't see great value in any defense anyway, so I just
really,
yeah, I didn't see any like ones where I was like they're gonna get a ton of points, so I just chose Patrick Murray, Tampa Bay 4500. And then when I went to defense, I always try and do something low, and I feel like I find something. I went with the St. Louis Rams playing San Francisco. I think the Rams' defense is better than, you know, they've been playing this year. Last year they were one of the top defenses in the league. San Francisco can make a lot of mistakes, including your boy Colin Kaepernick.
I was just going to say that. I was like,
and so
I feel like you are living, though, in last season with that pick.
Well, that's probably true, but it's only 4,700, so I went with that.
Well, I have two. How much do you have left over this week?
Zero. $100.
I have $200 left over. I went with the Denver Broncos. I actually wanted to pick more Denver Broncos because I know we're going to be watching the game together.
Yeah,
but
I might change it up.
Oh, I will. For
depending
sure.
on how much we drink that morning.
But for the sake of this podcast, I actually chose the Denver Broncos because I think at 5,000, it's a good value. Plus, I watched every second of those games. And DeMarcus Ware and Von Miller.
They're back.
I saw a couple of dances this week.
Those guys are back. And
they're back, man. Nasty, it was like, and yep. And like, if they somehow get. Those guys don't contain, and it's a run play. They're not getting past our secondary. Like they're not. Ward is up, and he's on it.
I don't know what they're gonna do. We're gonna murder these guys.
I think we're gonna murder them. I think the fact that it's almost like the Dumervil Miller thing. Like Miller looks back to me. I think
Ware looks
Marcus
nasty.
Ware is way better than Dumervil looked. Mm-hmm. And I think it's just coming together, and I think they're only going to get better. Keep Tlaib looks really nice.
Yep.
Pickups
look really good.
Yeah, I understand that there are some soft spots in the D, but for me, I I wanted to take that pick. I understand that it is a little bit of a homer pick, but
it's fine. They're legit.
They're 5,000. Like, I scrolled down and I was like, shit, they're that cheap. I looked at also at San Diego against Oakland. San Diego's defense has been putting up points.
How much is San Diego's though?
They're the second most expensive.
Yeah.
Seattle's defense is like fifth. Fourth on there because Indianapolis isn't going to count in this one. But yeah, I feel like those guys.
Broncos are a good choice.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's the team. Do you want to go through it? Do you need to write it down?
So
you
yes, wanna... I do. Don't disrespect me.
All right.
Let's see here.
All right. I don't, somehow, even just the two of us, we did an hour-long podcast. I was like, this is going to go fast.
Yeah, right. All right. I'm going to write on longer. The back here.
Longer somehow.
All right. What's your team, B?
All right. Kaepernick, Le'Veon Bell, Brandon Oliver, Golden Tate, Keenan Allen, Jordy Nelson, Delaney Walker, Robbie Gould, and then the Denver Broncos.
I like that team a lot, man. Except for Oliver. Okay. My team is Eli Manning, Matt Forte. Get Matt Forte. You're going to want him.
I can't get him. If I go back to my steal picks, man, I can get him.
Andre Williams, Keenan Allen, Percy Harvin, Jeremy Maclin, Martellus Bennett, Patrick Murray, and the St. Louis Rams.
Honestly, I like, I do like that Matt Forte. I had him try to get him in my lineup. I also, if you're going to play in the Thursday games, if you can get Arian Foster, that's a good one. I also think Ahmad Bradshaw is going to be a good one in those.
Quit saying Ahmad Bradshaw. That guy's in jack. That guy ain't going to do nothing.
Man, let's do a side bet.
You want to do a side bet? I'll take...
I like the having to post a picture of something ridiculous on the Facebook page for this.
All right.
How many
points do you think Ahmad Bradshaw will get?
Hold on. Let me go find Ahmad Bradshaw here. All right, so Ahmad Bradshaw is 6,200. Let me go find another.
No, find the average on there. What is it?
No, I want to find the running back who's.
All right.
It's cost 6,200.
Okay. I bet Andre Williams will have more than Arian Foster. Or what'd you say, Ahmad Bradshaw?
All right, so.
How about that bet?
You think who is? Andre Williams costs more.
It's 6,300.
You think Andre Williams. No, I'm not doing that.
You have a lot of confidence in this guy.
No, I just think that Andre Williams is the man right now over there. They still have he's sharing carries.
Well, then why would you ever choose Ahmad Bradshaw?
Because he just scores touchdowns.
All right. Well, then say, would you take Andre Williams or would you take Ahmad Bradshaw?
I would take Andre Williams.
All right. There's no need to talk about Bradshaw.
There's no reason?
No, it's the same price.
All right, hold on a second. Let me give you the 6,200 players. Shane Vereen, Ahmad Bradshaw, Darren Sproles. Then we go down. Let me edit this out. This ain't any good.
No, it's fine. Just make that bet. Bradshaw over Williams.
Bradshaw over Williams. Let's see. Williams is going against Philly. Over under. Bradshaw's going against Houston. All right, what's the bet? What bet do you want?
The bet is some crazy picture at the wedding you gotta do and put on it.
No, I'm not doing that.
All right, thank you for listening.
All right, everybody. We'll update you with Chris's picks, I guess.
Yeah, Chris, we'll put those online.
Chris will send us the picks.
We'll he'll just listen to our podcast and choose our team. And then he'll screw us.
All right, everybody. Hey, thanks for emailing. Keep emailing us. I'm sorry we missed some of those. We'll absolutely be on that. We're live on Twitter at FanDuel Manual, Facebook, FanDuel Manual, and FanDuelManual.com. Thanks so much for listening, guys.
Yo,
have a great week.
All right, good luck, guys.
It's Marky Mark here. This is the FanDuel Manual. When I was in third grade, I thought football was lame until I saw Elway throw a long bomb on Sunday. Then it really grew on me, started playing fantasy, realized Adam Schefter was the man of my dreams. Some X's and O's, that's what we are slinging. Football knowledge is what we are bringing. Rodgers at quarterback, the Niners on D. McCoy is your tailback and Gronk at TE. Make sure you check your matchups, those can get tricky. Start any wideout playing Oakland or Philly. Now sit back, relax, focus and listen. The FanDuel Manual, three men on a mission, yeah.